感谢主安息日的聚会。
We thank God that we are able to gather here today.
是神所祝福的。
That this day is blessed by God.
在安息日的聚会当中，我们要来纪念神的恩典。
In the Sabbath service, we must always remember the grace of God.
纪念他的创造。
To remember His creation.
纪念他的救恩。
To remember His salvation.
纪念他将来到世界上来，还把我们接上去。
To remember that He will come again to this world to take us back to heaven.
希望我们大家同心祷告。Let
us now all pray in one accord.
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家平安。
We pray that the Lord Jesus will give us peace.
我们首先看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let us now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
一章第八节。 但圣灵降临在你们心上，你们就必得着能力。 定要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。第九节，说了这个话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一道云彩把他遮去，便看不见他了。第十节，当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣。 站在旁边说：“十一节，加利利人呐，你们为什么站着望天呢？这个离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样的来？这个是一个事实。”
This is a fact.
因为主耶稣在世界上啊，他传了。 这个拯救人类的福音有三年的时间。When
Jesus was in this world, he went around preaching the kingdom of heaven for about 3 years.
他所拣选的有12个门徒。And
he has chosen 12 disciples.
他们三年当中啊，就是昼夜不停的，常常跟主耶稣在一起。And
in these 3 years, these disciples follow him day and night.
也听了耶稣讲的这个。 得救的福音,
and they have listened to a lot of the truth from Jesus.
也听了主耶稣升天之后要从天上降下圣灵来,
and they also heard from Jesus that after he has ascended to heaven, he will come back again.
那么在世界上三年的当中，常常啊借着能力把这一个有病的、有被魔鬼附着的，就把他们治好了。
And in these 3 years, they went about. Curing all those who are afflicted with sickness.
可是门徒们最担心的,
but what concerns the disciples most?
因为主耶稣曾经说过, 他要被害,
is because Jesus told them that he would suffer.
这个三年当中跟主耶稣在一起的这个使徒,
and all these disciples were very worried for him.
主耶稣说他要被害,
and Jesus said that he would be persecuted.
可是主耶稣又说,
Jesus also said that after he has been crucified, he would also be resurrected.
而且他说我不去,
and he also said that if he were not to go,
也就是说,
the other would not come.
这主耶稣说,
and Jesus promised this comforter,
我不去他就不来,
if he were not to go, the comforter would not come.
我上去了就要差圣灵来,
and after I have ascended to heaven, I will send the Holy Spirit to you.
那个时候12个门徒还没有得到圣灵,
and at that time the 12 disciples have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
他们的心情跟我们一样的,
their nature is like us.
所以有时候对主耶稣所说的话, so, 也不能完全来相信。
And very often after they heard from Jesus, they would not totally believe him.
那么主耶稣说, 我还要来。
And Jesus said he would come again.
门徒有的人啊, 他们就忧愁了。
And many of these disciples were worried.
所以主耶稣还没有升天之前就安慰他的这个门徒。
And before Jesus went ascended to heaven, he comforted these disciples of his.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
这是主耶稣向他的门徒所说的话。
This is what Jesus has told his disciples.
也要留到现在，要让我们现在相信他的人能够看到。
And that all of us who believe in him now would also have some reference.
第一节
，verse one，
你们心里不要忧愁，你们圣神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多的支持，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备好了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。这个地方是耶稣安慰他的门徒。
Here Jesus comforted his disciples.
为什么主耶稣要安慰他的门徒
？Why would Jesus want to comfort his disciples？
因为耶稣呢是全能的神。
Because Jesus is the all-powerful God.
他是无所不知的。
He knows everything.
他可以知道每一个人的心理。
He knows the inner heart of everyone.
所以主耶稣确实知道门徒们他们的心里面在难过。
And Jesus knew and realized that the disciples were worried and concerned.
主耶稣要跟门徒离开。
And Jesus was about to leave the disciples.
可是门徒很伤心。
And the disciples were in grief.
又忧愁。
And worry.
不晓得主耶稣要往哪里去。
And you do not know where Jesus would be going.
所以主耶稣就安慰他们了。
So Jesus comforted them.
就好像安慰我们今天的信徒。
Just as he comforts all believers now.
他说你们不要烦恼。
He said, do not be grieved.
你们信神也应当信我。
When you believe in God, you should also believe in me.
在天上天父的地方有很多可以住的地方。
And in the house of my father, there are many places where you can live.
如果没有，我早就告诉你们。
If there isn't any, I would have told you earlier.
那么人讲话可以随便。
For men to speak, it can be.
有时候人讲话还会改变。
When men speak, they can change their mind.
那么主耶稣是天上的真神。
However, Jesus is the God in heaven.
他所讲的话从来没有改变。
Whatever he says, it will never change.
所以他说，如果没有，我早就告诉你们。
Therefore, he says that if there isn't any room in my father's house, I would have told you.
那这样说来，那么天上真的有很多地方要让我们去住。
Therefore, we know that there are many places in heaven which are being prepared for us.
那么我离开你们，就是原来要去预备地方的。
And after I've left you, I'm going to a place where I can prepare a certain place for you.
那么预备好了，我还要再来。
And after all this are prepared, I would come back again.
要来接你们上去。
So that I could take you all up to heaven.
我住在哪里，那你们呢，也要住在哪里。
Where I live, you will also follow me.
那将来门徒还要跟耶稣住在一块。
And later on, the disciples would also live together with Jesus.
就是今天的信徒，将来我们要跟主耶稣住在一块。
Just as all believers today, in the future, we would also live together with Jesus.
这个是主耶稣还没有升天之前向门徒说的。
And it is something that Jesus disclosed to his disciples before he went up to heaven.
为了要坚固他们的信心。
In order to strengthen their faith.
还要安慰他们。
In order to comfort them also.
所以真的主耶稣啊，他升天了。
And after Jesus has ascended into heaven,
我们再看《使徒行传》的第一章。
Let's go back to Acts chapter 1.
耶稣跟门徒正在讲话的时候
，When Jesus was talking to his disciples,
主耶稣是被取上去
，And Jesus was taken up to heaven.
有一朵的这个云彩把他接去了
，And there was a cloud that took him up.
就再也没有看见他。
And from then on, he was never seen.
门徒们在眼睛正正的在看望天的时候。
And when the disciples were staring upwards,
我们所敬爱的耶稣不见了。
The Jesus that we love so much has disappeared.
他已经被接上去了。
He has been already been sent up.
心里面一定说怎么办呢
？And the disciples were in a panic.
主耶稣已经离开我们了。
Jesus had already left us.
就在着急的时候
And in this moment of panic,
有两个人
There were two people.
就站在他们的旁边。
Who stood next to them？
啊，身穿白衣。
They wore white clothes。
以圣经里面查核，知道这个是天使。
And from the Bible, we know that they are the angels of God。
那么这两位天使就告诉他们了。
And these two angels told them。
你们这些加利利的人啊。
You people from Galilee，
你们为什么站着望天呢
？Why do you stand there and look up to heaven？
这个离开你们被接上升天的耶稣
，This Jesus who had left you to go up to heaven，
你们看见他怎样往天上去
？How he went up，
那么将来他还要怎样的来
？And in future he would also come back by the same way。
好，讲到这里，我们要先看提摩太前书。
Let's now turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第一章
1 Timothy chapter 1
15节
Verse 15、
啊、第一章15节耶稣、啊、基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人这个话是可以相信的是十分可以佩服的保罗写信给年轻的提摩太传道。
Paul wrote this epistle to the young Timothy.
他说，耶稣基督降世就是为了要拯救罪人。
He said that Jesus came into this world in order to save the sinners of this world.
这句话绝对不会错。
And this is a true saying.
啊，因为他从天上降下来。
Because he came down from heaven.
他怎么能够来救人？
How does he come to save the sinners?
他就是成为人的样式。
He has come in the form of ordinary people.
啊，可以来拯救世界上的人的痛苦。
In order to save the people from their afflictions.
我们再看第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
啊，同这个第二章第四节
，verse 4 onwards.
啊，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。第五节。因为只有一位神在神和人中间只有一位中保乃是降世为人的基督耶稣、啊、那么这个地方有写上降世为人的耶稣基督
Here it tells us that there will be a God by the name of Jesus who would come to this world
那么这位耶稣基督如果不降世的话他在天上
If this Jesus has not come into this world he would have remained in heaven
他就是天上的真神。
He is the God in heaven.
为了要救世界上的人类，这位神成为肉体到世界上来。
In order to save the mankind of this world, he has come in the flesh.
所以同一位这一个保罗啊，他在阐明这个神在肉身显现。
And Paul also tells us the same thing.
啊，这个提摩太前书的第三章。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3.
啊，十六节
，verse 16，
十六节的地方啊，头一句话是大在敬虔的奥秘，啊，大在敬虔的奥秘。
Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion.
这个让人想不到的事情。
It is something that man cannot think of.
你有智慧，有学问的。
Although you may have wisdom and have education,
你都想不到。
You would never have thought of this.
啊。就是这个很深奥的道理
，because of this deep mystery，
啊，没有人能够来清楚
，without a people would not be able to explain it，
啊，所以我们看十六节，
那
大在敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为人，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵轻易，被天使看见，被传以外邦，被世界上的人的信服，被啊。接在荣耀里，这个就是记载主耶稣的事情。
This is a record of the history of Jesus.
啊，神从肉身到世界上来，这个是一个很奥秘的事情。
That God was manifested in the flesh is a true mystery.
下面说神在肉身显现。
And here it says that God manifested in the flesh.
啊，是指着主耶稣。
This is referring to Jesus.
啊。那么圣灵轻易
，and that he can make us righteous,
被这个天使看见
，that he is also seen by the angels.
后来主耶稣的事情啊传到外邦
，and then the ministry of Jesus was preached to the Gentiles.
他所传的福音啊，让世界上的人来相信
and that his gospels may be believed by other people in the world.
后来被接到荣耀天国里边。
Later on, he was taken back to heaven in glory.
所以主耶稣他成为肉体到世界上的目的。
And the aim of Jesus being manifested in the flesh in order to save mankind.
昨天晚上查经聚会的时候,
last night when we were in the family service,
有一位姐妹啊, 她提出来,
there was a sister who bring up this question.
为什么主耶稣呢, 她要让一位玛利亚, 她的肚子再把她生出来?
Why did Jesus has to be born through Mary?
因为他要拯救世界上的人,
that's because Jesus wanted to save the mankind.
要来担当这个有舍肉之体的人,
in order to save these people.
所以他本身啊, 要成为舍肉之体,
so he has to come in the flesh.
我们看希伯来斯第二章,
let's turn to 2nd Hebrew, Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来斯第二章14节,
Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14.
儿女既然同有舍肉之体，那么他就是指着主耶稣，他也照样亲自成了舍肉之体，特别要借着死来败坏那个掌许权的，就是魔鬼，四五节，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人，这个地方说。 儿女有舍肉之体。
Here it tells us the children share in the flesh and blood.
那么主耶稣本来是神,
although Jesus is God originally,
他为了要担待这个儿女舍肉之体的痛苦, 他本身啊, 就要成为这个舍肉之体到世界上来。
Therefore, in order to share in the flesh and blood of his children, he has come in the form of human flesh.
所以他因为有他带着肉体,
that in the flesh,
才可以称为来代替我们的痛苦,
then only he could suffer for us.
好, 我们看以赛亚书53章,
let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53,
以赛亚书53章, verse 4. 他曾连担当了我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。第五节，verse 5，那是他为我们的过患受害，为我们的罪业压伤，因为他受的这个刑罚，我们得了平安，因为他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。第六节， 我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行基路，耶和华使我们众人的罪业都在归在他的心上。所以耶稣呢，他成为舍肉猪蹄，来受很多的这个皮肉痛苦。
Jesus has come in the form of a human in order to suffer for us,
就是要来担待我们的痛苦,
in order to share our pains.
如果耶稣不是舍肉猪蹄,
if Jesus were not to come in the form of flesh,
他也不会流血,
he would not have shed his blood,
也不会痛苦,
he would not have to suffer,
他就没有办法来代替我们的这个舍肉主题之苦。
Therefore, he would not be able to feel the pain of the humankind.
好, 所以耶稣他本来是天上的真神。
Jesus was originally the God in heaven.
他从天上降到世界上来。
He came into this world.
他的工作已经完成了,
his work has been completed.
所以在被害在十字架上的时候,
therefore when he was near on the cross,
他最后一句话,
the last word that he said,
就是说成了,
he said it's complete.
就是说我的救恩的工作已经成功了,
that is to say his salvation plan has been completed.
而以后相信耶稣的人就要经过他的宝血来洗清我们的罪。
And the people who come to believe him after that would have to be cleansed by his precious blood.
我们可以重新得到神儿女的身份,
that we would then inherit the status of children of God.
所以神把我们还是放在世界上,
and God still places in this world,
就是要让我们在世界上能够来经过熬炼。
That in this world will be refined and tested.
把很多的污秽杂质都统统去掉。
That we can get rid of all the evilness in us.
让我们在世界上能够追求圣洁。
That in this world we will pursue holiness.
因为圣经里面说
，Because in the Bible it says，
人如果不是圣洁，不能见到神的。
Man without holiness cannot see God.
所以主耶稣他就是圣洁的。
And Jesus is holy.
他要我们跟他一样是圣洁。
He wants us to be as same as him.
那么主耶稣呢？他从死里复活之后
，And after Jesus has been resurrected，
他就不是从玛利亚生出来那个时候的肉体了。
And after that, he is no longer possessing the fleshly body.
因为耶稣从死里复活之后，他就成为灵体。
After he has been resurrected, he has turned into a spiritual body.
那么灵体有时候可以看见他。
And in a spiritual body, sometimes we can see him.
有时候你看不见他。
Sometimes he is invisible to us.
没有时间空间的限制。
And there's no control by time or space.
他来去自如。
And he can go about.
所以他成了一个复活的一个第一个。的这个初熟的果子
，and therefore he is the first fruit。
我们看哥林多前书十五章
，First Corinthians，
哥林多前书十五章二十节
，Chapter 15。
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人的初熟的果子。
Verse 20。
死既然是从一个人而来，那么死人复活也是因为一个人而来。22节
Verse 22，
在亚当里众人就死了，照样在基督里众人都要复活。23节
23，
但个人是按着自己的事实来复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候就是那些属于基督的。好，所以耶稣先从死里复活。
Jesus first resurrected in the spirit.
那么复活之后呢？他升天了。
After he has been resurrected, he ascended to heaven.
那么主耶稣的这一个步骤
，and these steps that Jesus has followed through,
就是带来了给我们将来，我们还是要复活，我们一样的要升天的。
It's the same thing that we will have to undergo later on.
所以主耶稣说：“我去预备好了，还要再来。”
And this is why Jesus said, after I have done all the preparation, I will come back again.
接我们上去。
In order to take us to heaven.
所以主耶稣现在已经升天去了。
Now Jesus has gone to heaven.
这个事情我们要相信。
And this is something that we all must believe.
那么我们也要相信天使所说的话。
We must also believe the words spoken by the angels.
他怎样上去，那么他还要怎样的下来。
How Jesus went up, he would also return by the same way.
好，我们同样的看这个，这个帖撒罗尼迦
，Son of the Book of Thessalonians，
帖撒罗尼迦的前书
，First Thessalonians，
第四章
，Chapter 4，
十五节
，Verse 15，
我们一面看圣经，一面把这个字里面要看的仔细。
When we read it, we must note the contents。
十五节，我们现在照主的话。告诉你们一件事，这个一件事也是很深奥的事情。
And this particular thing is also a mystery.
这一件事不是随随便便说的。
It's not something that is said simply.
我们这个活着还存留到主降临的人，断然不能在那已经睡了之人之先。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音或天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那个在基督里死了的人必先复活。17节，以后我们这个还活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。18节
Verse 18，
所以你们应当用这些话来彼此劝慰。所以有 古时候的信徒里面啊，也是有很多人相信主耶稣的再临，那么还有一些人呢，他就相信不到。
And in the olden days, there were people who believe Jesus, but there are also others who don't.
所以保罗他对帖撒罗尼迦这一种的见证。
And Paul gave a testimony to the believers in Thessalonica.
因为保罗啊，他从主耶稣那里特别得到了很多的启示。
Because Paul has received a lot of revelations from Jesus.
所以他只写信告诉帖撒罗尼迦的教会每一位信徒能够信心坚固。
Therefore, he wrote a letter to encourage the members in the church in Thessalonica.
这个事情我们教会传道常常都勉励。
And often our own preachers to use these words to encourage us.
在十八节的地方说，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
In verse 18 it says, therefore comfort one another with these words.
今天我们教会的每一位信徒都期待将来有这么的一天。
And every one of us in this church is fervently hoping that this day will come.
在耶稣基督里面死的人，他将来要先复活。
And those who have died in the Lord will be the first one to rise.
那么在耶稣基督里面的人，如果今天主耶稣降临的。
For those who are in the Lord, if Jesus were to come now,
你听到神的号声,
when we heard the call of God,
你看到天使长的这个声音,
and then we hear the voice of the angels,
这个声音是非常的威严的,
and this voice is very powerful.
可是你听到了,
but after hearing it,
表示你还活着,
it means that we are still living.
你看到了,
and if you are able to see,
你还在世界上。
That means you are still in this world.
可是圣经里面说,
But the Bible says,
四七节,
in verse 17,
以后我们这个活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里。
It says that those who are alive, who are left, shall caught up together with them in the clouds.
和他们就是在主以前死的人啊。
With them, meaning those who have died in the Lord,
他们要先复活的。
They were the first one to rise.
所以这个事情传道长执常常勉励。
And these words were often used by the elders to encourage.
我们相信耶稣的人。
For those who believe in Jesus.
将来虽然死了，还要复活升天。
Although we die, but in the future we will be resurrected to be taken up to heaven.
这个天不是仰头看到蓝色的天。
And this sky that we are talking about is not the blue sky that we are able to see now.
是将来在属灵啊，这个属灵的天国里面。
It means that sky in the spiritual realm.
好，在台湾有一个教会的信徒。
There was a believer in a Taiwan church.
啊，他叫林弟兄。
Is Brother Lin.
人啊，长得矮矮胖胖。
He's short and stubby.
他的胖度在我们温哥华教会找不到。
He's so fat that none of us, we can't find one in our church here.
他的胖度在我们温哥华街上看得很多。
But in the streets of Vancouver, you could find a few of them.
因为他真的长得很胖。
Because he's truly very fat.
他还蛮热心的。
And then he's very fervent.
所以听到传道说，将来我们要复活升天。
So when he heard that in the future we would be resurrected and ascended to heaven,
他是相信了。
And then he believes.
他相信将来有这一天。
He believed that there is such a day.
可是他相信对自己啊不能相信。
But he hasn't got faith in himself.
因为他早上去散步回来啊，都喘不过气。
Because each time after he has taken a walk in the morning, he would be panting away.
他没有事情，从来不上楼梯到楼上的。
And without any particular matter, he wouldn't walk up the stairs.
因为他走路就喘了。
Because he would find it very hard to walk.
上楼梯更喘。
And it's even more difficult when he has ascended the stairs.
传道讲到说，将来我们要升天，他头都低下来。
So therefore, when we talk about rising to heaven in the future, he would put his head down and shake.
哎，摇摇头了。
And shake his head.
嗯，我没有办法。他说我没有办法。
We have a method.
哎，那像传道那个瘦瘦的可以了。
The preacher who is very thin, he could.
因为我们台湾有很多传道都是瘦瘦的。
Because we have got many thin preachers in Taiwan.
所以林弟兄一来就 坐在那个最后一排。
So therefore, whenever the Berlin comes, he would sit at the back
of the chapel. 就好像现在那个阿强哥坐的地方。
Just like Brother A Chang sitting at the back.
哈，都坐在最后边。
Always sitting at the back of the chapel.
因为他要走到前面来啊，还是喘的。
Because if he would walk to the front, he would
find very hard. 他注意听道理。
But he has finally listened.
啊，我们将来都要升天。
That in the future we would be we would rise.
就带给了他的一个烦恼。
And this would give him a bit of a worry.
怎么传道老是说升天？没有别的道理可以讲吗？
How is it that the preacher constantly repeat these teachings about rising to heaven?
可是圣经里面明明说这个事情是非常要紧的。
But the Bible tells us that this is a very important matter.
好，所以有一次开灵音会。
Therefore, during one spiritual convocation,
有三位传道。
There were three preachers.
不晓得那一次那个灵音会啊，都在讲这个复活升天的道理。
And that particular meeting service, they were talking about this subject about resurrection.
这位传道也在讲这个复活升天。
And this preacher was talking about this subject.
好，他讲完了。
And after it's completed,
再一个人上来。
And then another preacher comes up.
也在讲这个将来我们要复活升天。
He would also repeat this matter about resurrection and rising.
林弟兄坐在后面，他头都不敢抬起来。
And Berlin, who sat at the back, would not even put up his head.
他是传道可以的，我不行。
And he thought that only the preachers can go up to heaven, but not him.
那一次的灵恩会。
And during that spiritual convocation,
圣灵同工。
The spirit was working with the congregation.
有力量。
And the preachers were powerful in his preaching.
所以信徒啊，他们听道理蛮有精神的。
And all the believers were concentrating in the preaching.
那祷告的时候呢，有求圣灵的都到前面了。
And for those who were praying for the Holy Spirit, they came forward.
那个林弟兄还是坐在后面。
But Berlin was still remain at the back of the chapel.
传道说我们这次呀，要祷告。
Preacher said this time we're going to pray.
我们对神的道理要有信心。
We must have faith in the teachings of God.
不可以有怀疑。
We should not have any doubts.
但人没有办法，神是有办法的。
Man may not have the method, but God will have it.
那么大家就跪着祷告。
Therefore, everyone would just kneel there.
哎呀，那次的祷告特别声音太大。
And at that particular prayer, the voice was very loud.
而且时间也蛮长的。
And then the length of the prayer was long.
好了，最后唱副歌了。
And then the last hymn was sung.
副歌唱完了。
And then the hymn was.
有几个人举手，他得到圣灵。
And it was asked who are those who had received the Holy Spirit.
那个林弟兄也跪在这个前面。
Berlin was also kneeling in front.
他本来就有圣灵了。
He originally had the Holy Spirit.
可能要来到前面来求圣灵更充满。
And because he came forward, he has a greater infilling of the Holy Spirit.
那个传道就问他了。
And the preacher asked him,
林弟兄
，Berlin，
你怎么跑到前面来祷告呢
？How is it that this time you came forward to pray？
我不是用跑的呢。
I did not run.
那你怎么走到前面来呢
？How is it that you were here in front？
我也不是用走路的呢。
I did not walk.
那你是怎么来的？
How did you come forward?
我从后面飞到前面来的。
I flew from the back to the front.
哪有这个事情啊？
How was such things possible?
他说传道我们可以说谎话吗？
Preacher, can I tell a lie?
当然不可以说谎话。
Preacher said, naturally not.
那传道为什么不相信我的话呢？
Then how is it that preacher you do not believe what I say?
我真的从后面飞到前面来的。
I truly flew from the back to the front.
传道听了这个林弟兄的见证。
And when the preacher heard this testimony from Brother Lin,
大家很高兴。
Everybody was filled with joy.
那个林弟兄还蛮可爱的。
And Brother Lin was very cute.
大概有六十几岁了。
He was about 60-odd year old.
传道你不相信我再回给你看。
And he told the preacher that if you were not to believe me, I would do it again.
跪在原来的地方。
And then he knelt on the same place.
他跪着双手一直动一直动一直动的，连一寸都不能抬高的。
And then he was praying very hard, but he could not even rise one inch.
因为太重了。
Because it was very heavy.
我明明从后面大概有一次半的高哦，从那边就浮起来就飞到前面来的。
But in my last prayer, I actually flew about 1.5 feet above the floor to come forward.
所以在台湾有这个事情。
And in Taiwan, such thing had happened.
信徒祷告会飞起来的。
That some believers, when they pray, they could actually rise up.
我在这几个安息常常见证有一位林长老。
And during these last few services, I've testified about elder.
他是当医生的。
He was a doctor.
他有一次在替病人看病。
And once he went to see a patient.
他的这个房子的楼上
and in this upstairs of a bungalow
有听到有这个笑出来的声音
and then he heard some laugh
还蛮大声的
and it's very loud
他在替病人看病来感觉奇怪
and then he felt amazed by this
他后来赶快啊就爬到楼上去了
and then he went upstairs
把那个日本式的那个门啊打开了
and then he pull open this Japanese types of door,
他吓了一跳
and then he was surprised.
他有个两个女儿
he has two daughters.
一个八岁
one is 8 years old.
一个九岁
the other one is 9.
就在那个日本式的这个榻榻米上面，然后在天花板的下面一直在飞
and then they were just flying on this Japanese mat.
就两只手这样子张开才会好像蝴蝶啊。两只蝴蝶在那里飞呀、
They flew like butterflies.
这个林长老看了以后真是好高兴啊。
Elder Lin was filled with joy when he saw this.
就那里在那个地方啊来颂赞啊来荣耀神啊。
And there he straight away gave glory and praise to God.
他就相信真的将来啊我们能够升天的。
He believed that in the future we will ascend to heaven.
好，那么圣经里面呢
？In the Bible.
我们来看这个希伯来斯。
Turn to the book of Hebrew.
希伯来斯第十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
十一章看啊，这个第五节。
Verse 5.
啊，十一章第五节，以诺因着信被接去，不知一件时，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去先已经得了神许愿他的名证，这个地方说以诺，以诺是跟我们人一样，带着肉体的。
Here it talks about Enoch, who is also like us in the flesh.
那么在创世纪的地方啊，他记得这个以诺跟神同工同行啊，有300年。
And in the book of Genesis, it was recorded that Enoch walked with God for about 300 years.
神看他啊喜悦
and God was pleased with him.
为什么喜悦
Why was God pleased with him?
因为他能够跟神同行
Because he was able to walk together with God.
表示这个有遵守神的这个道理
This to say that he has followed the commandments of God.
所以神喜悦他，就把他接到天上去，不见死。
Therefore, God was pleased with him and took him up to heaven without going through death.
活活的，跟我们一样，活活的肉体被他提到上天去了。
And he was taken alive to heaven.
好，我们再看《列王纪下》。
Let's turn to Kings, Second Kings.
那么先看这个《列王纪下》的啊，看18章。
Second Kings chapter 18。
列王记下第二章，对不起。
Second Kings chapter 2。
列王记下第二章，看11节。
Verse 11, chapter 2, verse 11。
他正走着说话，忽然有火车火马将两个人隔开，以利亚就乘上这个旋风升天去了。这个地方啊，以利亚跟这个以利沙两个人在正着走路讲话。
And Elijah refers to Elijah and Elisha were walking together.
那么忽然间有火车火马把这一个他们两个人，就是以利亚先知跟以利沙先知隔开。
And then they saw a chariot of fire which separated Elijah from Elisha.
那么以利亚就乘这个旋风升天去了。
And Elijah was taken to heaven.
好，这以利亚没有见过死。
And Elijah did not also go through death.
也是活生生的被神接到天上去了。
And was taken alive by God to heaven.
所以人没有办法。
And a man has no method.
可是神是全能的神。
But God is almighty.
他要把他接到天上去。
And he wanted to take Elijah to heaven.
那么主耶稣传道理的时候,
when Jesus was preaching in this world,
有时候会让一些文士法利赛人啊, 啊, 不高兴,
sometimes he would offend the Pharisees.
甚至犹太人也要来毁谤他,
even to the extent that some Jews wanted to despise him.
好，我们看这个《儒家福音》第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
希望你们有笔记啊，笔记啊，可以记起来。
I hope that you all can record this down.
儒家福音第四章,
Luke chapter 10,
30节,
verse 30.
28节, 第四章 28节,
第四章, chapter 4, verse 28.
儒家福音第四章,
chapter 4, verse 28.
会堂里的人听见这个话, 都怒气满胸。 29节就起来，要领他出城，他们的城造在山上，他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去。30节，他却从他们中间直行过去了。耶稣是神，
Jesus is God.
谁能够抓到他？
No one could catch off him.
谁能够害他？
No one could persecute him.
有人把他带到山崖上面,
and there were people who took him up to the mountain,
准备把耶稣从山崖上面要把他推下去,
and they wanted to push him down from the heaven.
耶稣从这个山崖上面就这样子直行过去,
but Jesus walked across,
行在空中,
and he walked in the air.
为什么?
How is it that can happen?
因为耶稣是神,
because Jesus is God.
所以有这种的能力,
therefore, has this power.
那么圣灵一样的有这种能力.
And similarly, Holy Spirit has
power. 我们看这个使徒行传.
Let's turn to the book of
使徒行传的第八章.
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传的第八章.
Acts chapter 8.
从36节到14节.
Verses 36 to 14.
这个里面有记载这个腓力。 他向这个太监做见证，然后他们受洗了。And
here it talks about the eunuch who believed and then was baptized.
那么太监受洗之后，
after the eunuch was 40，
后来有人在亚述都遇见腓力，他照走遍那个地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。 圣灵可以把一个人提了去的。
The Spirit can catch someone up.
主耶稣可以从这种山崖这样直行过去。
Jesus can walk across the air.
那么耶稣的灵也可以把人提起来直行过去。
The Spirit of Jesus can also catch someone up and make him walk across in the air.
这个太监起来的时候就没有看见腓力了。
And when this eunuch stood up, he could not see Philip anymore.
因为圣灵把腓力就提到去了。
Because the Spirit has taken Philip away.
怎么提呢?
How did he?
不是往地下装的, 就在空中啊, 提了去。
Not going in through the ground, but in the air.
好, 我们沙巴的教会,
in our church in Saba.
20年前有一位这个腓比执事, 啊, 到台湾来访问。
20 years ago, there was a Deacon Philippi who went to Taiwan for a visit.
那个是在南洋一带的教会第一个到台湾的执事。
He was the first deacon from Southeast Asia to visit
Taiwan. 他听了台湾的消息,
after he has listened to Taiwan,
看到台湾的信徒的热心,
and seen the zeal of the Taiwan,
因为各地方啊, 盖了很多的会堂,
because many places have got church in Taiwan,
把这个消息带回这个沙巴的地方。
And with this news, he brought back to Sabah.
好，第二批呢，就有从沙巴 三打根那个地方啊，有信徒来访问台湾。
And the second group came from Sandakan in Malaysia to visit Taiwan.
那么到台湾来访问，有到我住的地方叫嘉义的地方。
And they came to 嘉义 where I live.
那么那天晚上呢，我们就请他们来见证了。
And that night we invited them to come and give testimonies.
吃饱饭之后呢，他们就安排有一位叫钱妈妈。
And after the meal, they arranged a Chen Mama.
那个 Chen Mama 已经70岁了。
And she was 70 years old.
她没有长头发。
And she hasn't a perma hair.
她后面是梳了一个馒头的这个头发。
She was wearing a bun at the back of hair.
还穿那个以前的古装的。
And she was wearing the olden dress.
她的上下牙都是假的。
And she wears false teeth.
所以讲话都是有声音的，叽里咕噜，叽里咕噜的。
Therefore, when she speaks, it makes noise.
他看到嘉义教会的信徒啊，他怎么说呢？哎呦，感谢主哦。
And when they saw the believers of 嘉义, she said, "Thank God."
我头一次，我还听不懂。
First time, I couldn't understand her.
我们是说感谢主，他说感谢主。
And because of her pronunciation, we could not understand her.
后来听懂她的话。
After understanding her,
她在台前做见证了。
She came to the front to give testimony.
她说我们在三大根神的恩典很大。
In the church of Sandakan, we have a great grace from the Lord.
还有神迹奇事。
And many miracles and signs.
因为我是嘉义教会的教务负责人。
At that time, I was the brother in charge of religious affairs.
所以我就替她介绍。
And then introduce her.
然后呢，他就见证了。
And then she gave a testimony.
他说在三大根啊，他们有很多的老伴啊。
And she said in Sandakan there are many old people.
常常一起聚会唱诗。
They gather together to sing hymn.
好像这个亲的姐妹一样。
And just like we are like blood relatives.
可是经过不久的时候，有一位老姐妹啊，她死了。
But after a while, one of these old sisters died.
他们的老伴很多啊，都在为他伤心啊，哭泣。
And then all their company of brothers and sisters mourn for her.
那么传道就宣布了。
And then the preacher announced.
我们哪一天几点要到那一边的山里啊去做追思礼拜。
And on a certain date and time, we will have funeral service for her.
那么几个这个老姐妹啊
，and then these few older sisters
啊，他们有的这个脚啊都有残脚的
，and
古时候的人啊，有女人有残脚
，and in olden days Chinese women tied their feet，
走路都不方便
，and they would walk with great inconvenience.
所以他们几个老姐妹在一起，她怎么办呢
？And these few sisters were together. What should we do with them?
那一个山啊
，And that hill
是从这边的山啊，要下山下啊，到那个山谷啊，下面还有溪啊，要河流，还要山坡到对面的山。
And from this hill to the other, you have to walk down, and also there are streams that you have to walk past. In order to get to the other side.
他们的心啊。很喜欢去参加
，and their heart wanted to join in this funeral service.
所以就告诉传道了
，and then they told the preacher.
他说传道
，preacher，
我们也要去啊。
We also wanted to go.
那传道看了一下，看到他们讲不行
，and preacher looked at their feet and refused.
这个要下坡，还要河流，还要上坡，怎么可以去
？Because the distance would have to walk through. Walk downhill as well as walk uphill.
听了传道说你们不能去啊，他们眼泪都流下来了。
And when they heard this refusal, their tears came down.
可见他们对这一位老姐妹啊，来离开世间很伤心的。
And this we could see that they were really grieving for this sister who had passed away.
虽然有几次啊来向传道要求啊，我们要去。
Although they have asked the preachers a few times.
传道说不行啊。
But still, the preacher refused them to go.
你们这几位老姐妹都是胖胖的，谁来背你们下去啊
？And the preacher said you were all quite fat. No one would be able to carry you down.
你们只要有一个心就好了。
As long as you have the heart,
你们不用去，你们不用去。
that would be sufficient. You need not have to go.
主耶稣知道你们的爱心,
as long as Jesus knows that you have got this heart of love.
那他们老姐妹当中，就是钱妈妈啊，她都常常来带领他们祷告唱诗的。
And amongst them was this Chen Mama who often lead them in hymnal singing.
后来他们就问了，那钱妈妈怎么办呢？
And then they asked Chen Mama, what should we do?
哎，他说感谢主，没有关系。
Then she said, thank God, no problem.
啊，传道不然我们去，我们在这里祷告。
If preacher would not let us go, we would stay here and pray.
好了，传道跟一些年轻人呢，已经出发，从这个山上往下下山啊，就下去要过那个河流了。
And the preacher took the youth and then walked down the hill and came to this stream.
那钱妈妈说好了，传道他们去了，我们在这个山上呢，我们一起祷告。
And Chen Mama told the others that the preacher has gone, we're now about to pray.
那么六七个的老姐妹在这个山上祷告了。
And therefore these six or seven older sisters remain on the hill and pray.
那么在祷告的时候啊,
and during their prayer,
眼睛闭起来,
and close their eyes,
大家都跪着,
all them knelt down.
就眼睛闭着的时候，有发现什么？发现他们的这个手的手做的这个衣服啊，会动啊。
And after they have closed their eyes, they felt that the sleeves were moving.
头发的也会啊。
And then their hair was like flying.
等到祷告完了，阿门呢，他们已经到这边了。
And after their prayer, they find that they were on the other side.
祷告的时候，从这个山呢，就这样子直行飞过去呀。
And when they were praying, they were flying from one hill to the other.
那传道他们这个年轻人啊，从河流经过，还要爬山坡起来，还在擦汗呢。接着起来的时候啊，那个钱妈妈，哎，感谢主啊，传道啊，你们来了。And
the preacher was still walking together with the other, with the whole group, going to the other hill. And when they reached there, they met his sister.
那传道吓一跳，哎，钱妈妈，你们怎么来的？
And then the preacher was amazed and asked, how was it that you were able to be here?
钱妈妈说，感谢主啊，我也不知道啊。
Chen Mama replied that she said she did not know.
奇怪了。
And this is strange indeed.
啊，真是感谢主。
And we thank God.
哦，你们祷告过来的啊。
That we pray and we came over.
让传道啊，加添了很多的信心。
And this strengthened the preachers.
好了，时间一到呢，就开始追思礼拜了。
And when the time came, they started their funeral service.
那么追思礼拜很快就完了。
And this was completed.
那现在弟兄姐妹啊，他们烦恼了，那咱们阿伯怎么回去啊？
And now they have problem on thinking how to get back to the other side of the hill.
你要一个一个来背他们回去怎么办呢？
And how to carry each one of them back to the other side.
那个传道说，钱妈妈，那回去怎么办呢？
And preacher asked them, how do you plan to go back?
钱妈妈很有信心。
But Chen Mama was filled with faith.
传道你们先走。
She told the preacher and the rest to go first.
不行不行。
The preacher said, no.
我要在这里看你们怎么过去。
I had to stay here and see how you could return to the other hill.
这个是神的恩典，不能看。
And she said that this grace of God,
you
should not look at us, you should all return.
这个传道哈。 经不起这个钱妈妈的催啊，他们真的是下山了。And
because of the persistency of Chen Mama, the preacher had to leave.
好，那老姐妹一起啊，钱妈妈又怎么办呢？
And then the rest of the older sisters asked Chen Mama, "What should we do now?"
没有关系。
She said, "No, don't worry."
主耶稣让我们过来，主耶稣会带我们回去的。
If Jesus were to let us come here, He would also make sure that we would return.
我们再一起祷告。
So let us all kneel down to pray.
六七个人老姐妹又跪在祷告了。
And these six or seven old sisters, they knelt down
praying. 老姐妹说，眼睛不能张开哦。
She said that you should not open your eyes when you pray.
你眼睛张开会掉下去哦。
And if you were to open your eyes, you would drop.
哦，那老姐妹，好。
And then all the rest
will feel it all and agree.
And then they all closed their eyes and started to pray.
祷告一下子呢，这个衣服也会飞了。
And then after a while, they felt like their sleeve were moving.
这个头发也飞了。
And their hair were flying, were like flying.
那么传道呢，从下面呢，一直要看。
And the preacher was trying to look at them.
看看会不会他们老姐妹从他的这个空中飞过去，要看这个情形。
On his way, he was trying to look upwards to see if he could spot the old sisters.
传道还有弟兄姐妹啊，仰头看什么都看不到。
And although they were trying very hard, but they could not spot these older sisters.
山下爬到楼上，又是满心大汗的时候，钱妈妈他们在这边了。
And they when they reached the other side of the hill, then they saw Chen Mama and the rest of the older sisters.
这个是他本身的这个体验，他的见证。
This is a personal experience of this Chen Mama.
所以让我们听了这个见证，我们相信将来啊，我们能够升天。
So therefore, after listening to this testimony, we believe that in the future we would be taken up to heaven.
那么我们带着血肉肢体就可以飞上天了。And
even though we are in the flesh, we will still be caught up in heaven.
那将来神降临的时候，And
after God has descended,
他的大权柄可以把所有的死去的人重新的复活起来。
With His power, He will be able to resurrect all those who are dead.
我们如果那个时候还活着。
And if at that time you were still alive,
不要经过死,
without going through death,
就活活生生的改变,
we would be a turn.
好，我们看这个哥林多后书第三章,
2 Corinthians chapter
3, 17节,
verse 17,
主就是那个灵, 主的灵在那里, 那里就对主有, 我们众人既然逼着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里面反照，就变成着主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的脸变成的。我们再看腓立比斯第三章。
Let's now go to the book of Philippians.
腓立比斯第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
21节,
verse 21.
他要按着那叫万有的归乎自己的大能，将我们这个卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。所以从这几段经节来证明，我们将来还活着的人不会见到死，就活生生的改变升天。
And from this few verses of in the Bible, we know that in the future, if we are, although we are still alive, we would be changed into a spiritual body.
那么我们记得主耶稣啊，在变貌山的时候，他改变了。
We also know that Jesus was on the mountain of Transfiguration.
好，那么那个地方是要来代表什么？
And what does this represent?
为什么主耶稣会在变貌山的地方来变貌呢？
How is it that Jesus changed his appearance during transfiguration?
这个有预表到这个末世以后的事情。
This is prefigured the end times.
好，看马太福音17节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第17节。 马太福音第17。
Chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17,
第一节,
verse 1.
17章第一节, 过了6天, 耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰, 暗暗地上了高山, 就在他们面前变了形象, 脸面明亮如日头, 衣裳极白如光, 忽然有摩西、以利亚, 向他们显现, 同耶稣说话, 这个地方啊，耶稣在高山的地方。
Here tells us that Jesus was on the mountain. In the mountain,
他就是变了他的形象出来。He
has changed his appearance.
本来耶稣在世界上传道理的时候，
During the time when Jesus was preaching,
他的脸是焦脆的。
His face looks a bit haggard.
被太阳晒。
Because the sun shone on it.
有时候没有时间休息,
he has no time to rest.
有时候没有吃饭,
he has no time to eat.
所以从耶稣的外貌看起来,
therefore, from the appearance of Jesus,
不是一个这个丰满的,
he is not a very outstanding person.
那么这个地方看起来,
but from this verse,
就跟他平常的这个容貌不一样,
he looks very different from his ordinary appearance.
他的脸就变相变了。
His face changed.
会明亮，好像是日头。
And it's glorious like the sunlight.
他穿的衣裳极白如光。
And the clothing that he wears shone like the sun.
就在他变貌的旁边左右，一个是摩西，一个是以利亚。
And on his side stand Elijah and Moses.
那么这两个代表什么？
what do these two prefigure?
摩西是经过了这个死埋在地里面的。
Moses has gone through death and was buried.
啊，那么将来复活要在耶稣的旁边。
After he was resurrected, he would be sitting beside Jesus.
那么以利亚有没有死？
Did Elijah die?
没有死。
He did not die.
他是活生生的改变升天。
He was taken alive to heaven.
所以将来主耶稣到世界上来的时候
When Jesus came again,
就是要这一个已经死的人先复活
He would take those who have died in the Lord to resurrect
first 没有经过死的将来改变升天
And for those who are not dead they would be changed and then taken to heaven
所以圣经里面耶稣说了
Therefore in the Bible Jesus says
我们看约翰福音
Let's turn to the book of John
约翰福音第五章
John chapter 5
29节
verse 29
29节行善的复活得生作恶的复活定罪今天有很多人
There are many people today
有的相信耶稣
Some believe in Jesus.
有的人知道而不相信。
Some who have heard but don't believe.
将来神的审判。
And when the judgment comes by God.
你行善遵守道理的。
Those who have done good and follow the truth.
将来是复活能够得到永生。
They'll be resurrected and given eternal life.
他虽然知道这个道理故意不相信。
And for those who have heard and do not believe
或者是你已经相信也是受洗可是你不遵守神的道理
and those who believe and baptize but do not follow the truth
这个要成为是一个作恶的人
and this will be an evil person
他将来也要复活
and if he were to be resurrected
但是复活之后要定罪
and after resurrection he will be judged
所以今天呢我们已经相信了主耶稣将来有一天还要再来
Today we believe that Jesus would come again in the future.
耶稣第二次再来
And on his second coming,
跟福音没有关系
It would have nothing to do with salvation plan anymore.
耶稣第二次再来
When Jesus comes again a second time,
不是来传福音的
It's not to come and preach the gospel.
耶稣再来不会在第二次钉在十字架上
When Jesus comes again, he will not be nailed on the cross.
第二次来的时候就是要实行审判
and his second coming he is going to execute judgment
而且把这个得救的人和不能得救的人就分开了
and he will separate those who are to be saved and those who are not
今天我们已经相信主耶稣怎么升天他还要再来
today we believe that how Jesus ascended to heaven
他
the same way he would come
来的目的
And his aim in coming the second time
就是要审判世界
is to judge the world
还要接纳我们上天
and to receive those who believe in him to heaven
所以我们要谨慎要好好的记住
therefore we must be alert and remember
将来在天上有点名的
that in heaven there will be a roll call
神的前面有一本这个生命的这个册子
And before God, there will be a book of life.
我们要追求道理，将来我们的名字要在那个生命册里面有我们的名字，才能够被接上去。
We pursue the truth so that we ensure that our name is in this book of life.
所以我们不要只高兴主耶稣要再来。
We should not just be happy that Jesus will come again.
我们要检讨我们是不是可以被他接上去。
But we must examine ourselves to ensure that we will be received by Jesus.
这个才是最要紧的。
This is the most important point to remember.
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelations.
启示录的二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。二十六节。
Verse 26.
人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那个城。二十七节。
27.
凡是不洁净的并那苦行憎恶的西方之士的众不能进那个城只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才能够进去所以我们下午的这一个道理
and in this afternoon on this sermon
希望我们彼此 大家要共同的努力。
That we hope that we will work together.
主耶稣将来再来的时候
，That when Jesus come again a second time，
有我们的名字在他的生命册里面。
That our names is in His book of life。
啊，来荣耀神。
That we will glorify God。
所以我们要把这些话彼此劝慰。
Therefore, we must with these words mutually encourage one another.
在耶稣还有没有来以前
，Before Jesus comes again，
我们对神做了什么善事
？And what good deeds that we have done for God？
用什么来报答神
？And how to repay the grace of God？
这个在神的册上里面都有记录的。
In the books of life, it will be taken into account.
现在我们温哥华教会正要所做的工作
，And the holy work that the Vancouver Church is planning to do，
就是能够让大家更多的人能够聚在一起，在会堂里面来敬拜神，来唱诗。来颂赞
is to enable members of our church to be gathered together to sing hymns and to praise God.
那么这个工作就是目前我们要共同努力的。
This holy work is something that all of us have to work together.
我们在教会里面各种的这个善工里面，我们有参与。
And that all of us must participate in all the charitable work of the church.
所以我们将来要被接上去呀、啊，那功效就特别大。
That this will be have great effect.On our future to be taken to heaven.
对，我们恳求主耶稣的灵能够带领我们。
Therefore, we pray to the Spirit of Jesus to guide us.
将来的一天，我们的名字都有写在神的生命册上。
That our name will be in the book of life one day.
我们来唱诗。